officially lobbying to have Dan's man cave renamed as a family cave after what happened yesterday.
Mix 36 for Dan and Michelle.
A lot of guys dream of having a man cave, their very own space. And I think the argument is valid. The rest of the house, if we're honest, ladies, we take over.
You do.
It's our style. Yes, it's our stuff. It's our tablecloths and the pictures we want on the wall.
Yeah.
So I get this need for your own space. Dan had always wanted a man cave. So a few years ago, we converted part of the garage into a man cave. We slapped some paint on the walls, bought a rug, hung a TV, got a poker table, couple fun arcade games. It's a great space. And while it's something we all use, me, the kids, Dan, he insists on calling it a man cave.
I'm really curious where you're going with this because you seem a little incensed over what happened.
Yesterday, while the whole family, including his in-laws, were in the garage, he pointed out that there is not just one, but two signs in the garage that say man cave, meaning there's no argument. It's a man cave.
You glossed over all the details.
As
there.
I look around and I see his family in the cave.
You glossed over all the details. You know that, right? And why I'm so frustrated.
So listen.
I was out there on my own. I was watching TV. The entire family was inside doing their own thing. Y'all knew I was out in the man cave. Then, one by one, the entire family, Michelle's mom, Michelle's dad, Michelle, the kids, and the dog are suddenly in the man cave with me. I look around going, what happened?
See, it's a family cave.
No, you glossed over all that part.
And then something happened yesterday that should never happen if this were truly a man cave.
Boy.
In fact, I even Googled rules for man caves.
Okay. I know where you're
going. Scratch where it itches.
Uh-huh.
Hydrate with beer.
Uh-huh.
No chick flicks.
Right.
The remote is mine. Flatulence allowed.
Yes.
My team wins. Belch freely. Eat bacon.
Yeah.
Selective hearing only. These are man cave rules. And right there, the biggest, boldest rule. No crying.
I did not cry. I teared up. Big difference.
There is no crying in the man cave.
I was watching a documentary on sports.
Because that's what you do in a man cave, right?
Well, when else am I going to watch it?
Documentary.
A 30 for 30 film.
I go out to tell him the ham needs to be out of the oven.
I'm not bawling. I was tearing up. Big difference. Big difference. So I turned it way up because, as I mentioned before, the entire family was out there, including her parents. So I turned the TV up to like 50. Yeah, I teared up. Big deal. I wasn't bawling.
This is not a man cave.
That's your
proof. It is a family cave. And
argument.
I want to leave it up to you.
No, no.
Because I'm lobbying. This needs to be changed.
I don't care what they say.
It's not a man cave. Not anymore.
No.
Not if you've got tissues and Midol out there.
No tissues and definitely no Midol.
I'm going to do a quick text poll. 96961. We'll take the first 10 texts.
No. Well, go ahead.
Man cave or family cave? I think man cave gets revoked.
Okay, so they're going to vote man cave.
Or family cave.
Okay, now.
And Dan is going to be held to the results.
If I take these results and they say man cave, you can't come out all willy-nilly and take over the entire space when I'm out there.
I didn't see that in the rules.
Okay, well, I'm making the rules. Tissue in mind.
All right, text us 96961.
Jeez. All right, the text results are in. Is it a man cave or is it a family cave?
Mix 96, we're Dan and Michelle. I just made my pitch for why I think Dan's man cave should now be called a family cave. He broke one of the biggest rules of a man cave, which is no crying.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday.
I teared up. I wasn't crying. Okay. Let's get that right.
Came out to get him.
You better check yourself.
Needed his help with something. And he's like.
I was not like that. They're not even close. Not even close.
His eyes were red for minutes.
Yeah, well. Let's watch a 30 for 30. Have you guys ever seen 30 for 30? Any of them?
I'll say this. The family uses it. There's games. There's a TV. There's stuff out there.
It was pretty funny when I just sat back and looked around. I was like, everybody's out here. even the dog, and I came out here to be by myself for like a half an hour.
The whole fam-damly out there.
It was pretty funny. 80%, by the way.
I put it out to text, and Dan agreed that if people voted that it should be called a family cave.
No, nobody agreed to that.
Two people.
A couple people, yes. But the vast majority. If we did the first 10, it was 8.
I'm shocked.
Man cave, 2 family.
I was going to get my way.
Okay. So some other texts coming in. Michelle, it's totally still a man cave. Poor Dan. Should be able to tear up and eat Oreo ice cream. His man cave without criticism. That's from Jeff. Let's see. Man cave. Man cave still. It was one incident on a holiday. How about this one?
So if it happens again, we'll revisit.
I guess. I'm not going to let that happen again. Trust me.
We're going to watch The Notebook out there this coming weekend.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, we had a vote for Wussy Cave. I get the 30 for 30s. Can be emotional, but come on, man. And in front of a family?
The Wussy Cave.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Man cave. Men have their own rules. A man can cry if he wants to. That's Lisa.
Can cry whenever he wants. He does. He tears up in the house at commercials sometimes. But I'm just saying, you don't cry in the man cave.
He needs his man cave. Somebody texted, sorry, wrong number. I'm like, what? Okay, whatever. I get the strangest text sometimes. Let him have his space, man cave. He can cry. It's his rule. Another one for that. Man cave, it's okay. I have a man cave as well. Tear it up for a 30 for 30 as well. Ha ha. Takes a real man to be okay with crying. Another one. Have you seen those 30 for 30s? They're very emotional, okay? Have you? If you'd have watched it, you'd be bawling too.
Whatever.
Or tearing up, as I like to say.